The Art of Work, Section 23. My days had been dedicated to a careful observation of all the work people do upon the earth. I hardly slept as I tried to figure out God's intent for us, but no one can fully comprehend everything that takes place under the sun. Despite my best efforts to search it out, I could not understand it. Even if a wise person claims to know what God is doing, no one can truly know the mind of God. When I reflected on this, I realized that although the lives of the righteous and the wise are in God's hands, no one knows if success or failure awaits them. And a final destiny will come to all, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the holy and the unholy, those who worship God and those who do not. The blameless will die the same as the sinner, and those who make promises to God face the same end as those who are afraid to make them. Throughout his book, Kohelet has let us know that his abiding passion is to carefully look at all the work people toil at, so he can figure out if there's some kind of lasting benefit to be gained from all this labor under the sun. In today's section, he gives us a bit more information about his search and informs us that it was consuming his life. It was keeping him up at night. It took a while, but he finally realized that a complete understanding of how life works was beyond him. Not only that, he also realized that those claiming to have a complete and closed system on how God operates in our world are blowing smoke. Their claims cannot be true, for their systems are always flawed. He notes that the flying ointment of all these closed systems is the random nature of thorns and thistles that now plague creation, the time and chance events which create an uncertain future even for those that are righteous and wise. No one knows what will happen on the earth after they are gone, or even while they're alive. Death is the common to all of us, and as we age and draw closer to that end date, our reflections on life and work become a bit more realistic, for we see time ebbing away and are more aware of our own mortality and what it truly takes to make for a good life. I'm home today, which means I can record these segments while the house is quiet, but the doorbell just rang, and a couple were there to share with me their view of God and how the world works. They offered me their literature, and I offered them also a copy of my translation of Ecclesiastes, but they can't take it. There's no room in their system for new thoughts. It's all figured out and carefully cataloged within the approved translation and booklets that they have with them. A very nice couple. We had a pleasant visit, but as I closed the door, I found myself both sad for them for being locked within of mankind's closed systems of belief, and then also recognizing that I was there as well. Even if a tradition with hundreds or thousands of years of belief history claims to know this is how it works, this is what God is doing, they are somewhat false, for no one can truly know the mind of God. My name is Vance, and these are my reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.